Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight is Good Friday, so let's just listen to the story of Jesus dying on a cross as we fall asleep.
When Jesus had finished praying, he and his disciples went out. They went across the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden. Jesus and his disciples went into it. Judas, who sold Jesus to his enemies, knew the garden. He knew the place because Jesus and his disciples had met there often. The leaders of the priests and the Pharisees sent a group of soldiers and some officers with Judas. He led these soldiers and officers to the garden. The soldiers had weapons and they carried lights. Jesus knew everything that would soon happen to him. He went towards them and he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus, who comes from Nazareth." Jesus said, "That is who I am." Judas, who sold Jesus to his enemies, was standing there with the soldiers. When Jesus said the words, "I am," the soldiers quickly moved away from him. They fell down to the ground. So Jesus asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus, who comes from Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I have told you already, that is who I am. Since it is me that you are looking for, let these other men go." Jesus said this because earlier he had said, "I have lost none of those people that you gave to me." This made what he had spoken earlier really happen.
Simon Peter had a sword. He took hold of it, and he attacked the servant of the leader of the priests. He cut off the servant's right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword away in its place. My Father has decided what great pain I must have. I will obey him completely."
The group of soldiers, with their captain and the Jewish officers, took hold of Jesus. They tied him with ropes. They led him first to Annas, who was the father of Caiaphas's wife. Caiaphas was the leader of the priests that year. It was Caiaphas who had already spoken to the Jewish leaders. He had told them, "It is better that one man should die on behalf of the people." Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. That other disciple and the leader of the priests knew each other. So that disciple went with Jesus into the yard of the house of the leader of the priests. But Peter stayed outside by the gate. Then the other disciple went out again. He spoke to the girl who was watching at the gate. Then he brought Peter into the yard. The girl who was at the gate asked Peter, "Are you another of this man's disciples?" Peter replied, "No, I am not." It was cold. So the servants and the officers had made a fire. They were standing around it to make themselves warm. Peter went to stand with them, so that he could make himself warm too.
The leader of the priests asked Jesus questions about his disciples. He also asked about what Jesus taught. Jesus answered him, "I have always taught in the Jewish meeting places, or at the temple. Those are public places where all the Jews meet together. I have said nothing secretly. So you do not need to ask me these questions. You can ask the people who heard me when I taught them. They know what I said. When Jesus said this, one of the soldiers hit him on the face. The soldier said, "You should not speak to the leader of the priests like that." Jesus replied, "If I said something wrong, tell us what it is. But if I said something that is true, you should not have hit me." Then Annas sent Jesus to Caiaphas, the leader of the priests. Jesus still had ropes tied round his arms.
Simon Peter was still standing there by the fire to make himself warm. The other people there said to him, "You must also be one of that man's disciples." But Peter said, "No, I am not." One of the people there was a servant of the leader of the priests. He belonged to the same family as the man whose ear Peter had cut off. This servant said to Peter, "I am sure that I saw you in the garden with Jesus." Again, Peter said, "No, that is not true." Immediately a cockerel sang.
The Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas's house to the Roman ruler's big house. It was early in the morning. The Jewish leaders wanted to follow the Jewish rules so that they could eat the Passover meal. They did not go into the ruler's house, because it would have made them unclean. So Pilate, the Roman ruler, went outside to meet them. He asked them, "What wrong thing do you say that this man has done?" They replied, "We would not have brought him to you if he had done nothing wrong." Pilate said to them, "You yourselves take him away. You should judge him by your own laws." The Jewish leaders replied, "We do not have authority to kill anyone when they have done something bad." Jesus had already told people how he would die. These things happened to make his words become true. Pilate went back inside his palace. He told Jesus to come and stand in front of him. He asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "Is that your own idea, or have other people spoken to you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? It was your own people and the leaders of your priests who brought you to me. What have you done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If it did, my disciples would have fought for me. They would have fought so that the Jewish leaders could not take hold of me. No, my kingdom belongs to another place." Pilate said to him, "So that means you really are a king?" Jesus answered, "You have said that I am a king. I was born for this reason. I came into the world to tell people the truth about God. Everyone who believes the truth listens to my message." Pilate said, "I do not know what truth is." When Pilate had said that, he went outside again to the Jewish people there. He said to them, "I do not see that this man is guilty of anything wrong. I have no reason to punish him. But every year we do something for you Jews. We let one man go free from the prison at the time of your Passover festival. Do you want me to let the king of the Jews go free?" They shouted their answer, "No, we do not want him. Let Barabbas go free." Barabbas was a man who had attacked people and robbed them.
Then Pilate told the soldiers to take Jesus outside. He told them to hit Jesus many times with a whip. The soldiers used some branches with thorns to make a crown for Jesus. They put it on his head, then put a dark red coat on him too. They did all this as if he was a king. They came to him many times, and they were saying to him, "Hello, King of the Jews, you are great." At the same time, they slapped his face with their hands.
Pilate went outside once more. He said to the crowd, "Listen to me. I will bring Jesus out here to you. You should know this. I do not say that this man is guilty of anything wrong. I have no reason to punish him." Then Jesus came out. He was still wearing the hat of thorns on his head and the dark red coat. Pilate said to them, "Look, here is the man." When the leaders of the priests and their officers saw Jesus, they shouted, "Kill him! Kill him on a cross!" Pilate said to them, "Take him for yourselves and kill him on a cross. I can find no reason why I should punish him." The Jews answered, "We have a law which says that he must die. He must die because he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" When Pilate heard that, he was even more afraid. He went back into the house. He asked Jesus, "Where are you really from?" But Jesus did not answer him. Pilate said to him, "Are you refusing to speak to me? Remember that I have authority. I can let you go free, or I can let them kill you on a cross." Jesus answered, "You could have no power against me unless God had given it to you. So the man who sold me to you has done a worse thing than you have done." From that moment, Pilate tried to let Jesus go free. But the Jewish leaders shouted back, "If you let him go, you are not Caesar's friend. Nobody should say that he himself is a king. That shows that he is against Caesar." When Pilate heard those words, he brought Jesus outside. Pilate sat down on a special seat for the judge. The seat was in a place called Gabbatha in the Jewish language. There were large flat stones there, which covered the ground. It was about noon on the day when they prepared the Passover meal. Pilate said to the Jews, "Here is your king." But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Kill him on a cross!" Pilate asked them, "Do you want me to kill your king on a cross?" The leaders of the priests answered, "Caesar is the only ruler that we call king." Then Pilate gave Jesus to them, so that they could kill him on a cross. The soldiers took hold of Jesus.
He was carrying the cross on which they would kill him. He went out to the place called the Place of the Skull. This place is called Golgotha in the Jewish language. When they arrived there, the soldiers fixed Jesus to the cross. They put two other men on crosses near to him. They were on each side of him and Jesus was between them. Pilate wrote a notice. Then the soldiers put it on the cross. It said, "Jesus from Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The place where they put Jesus on the cross was near to the city. So many of the Jews read this notice. They could read it because Pilate had written the words in three languages. He had written it in the Jewish language and in the languages of the Roman people and the Greek people. The leaders of the Jewish priests said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews.' Instead, write, 'This man said that he is the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "I will not change what I have written."
After the soldiers had put Jesus on the cross, they took his clothes. They made them into four parts, one part for each soldier. They also took his long shirt, which was one single piece of cloth. So they said to each other, "We will not tear it. Instead, we will play a game with dice. The person who wins the game will have the shirt." This happened in the way that the Bible had already said. Each of them took some of my clothes, They played a game with dice to win what I was wearing. And that is what the soldiers did.
Some women stood near to Jesus while he was on the cross. They were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary from Magdala. Jesus saw his mother there. He also saw the disciple that he loved. That disciple was standing there, near Jesus' mother. So Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, look. There is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Look. There is your mother." From that time, the disciple took Jesus' mother to live in his own home.
After this, Jesus knew that everything was now finished. Then he said, "I am thirsty." He said this so that things would happen in the way the Bible already said. There was a pot full of cheap wine there. So someone put a piece of cloth into the wine. They fixed the cloth to the end of a branch. The branch was from a plant called hyssop. Then they lifted the cloth up to Jesus' mouth. Jesus drank the wine. Then he said, "Everything is finished." He bent his head down and he let his spirit go.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in His peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
asleep yet? Let's do a slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Where have they been? Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? When did you feel sad? When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? At as your fingers relax. What did you do that you're proud of? What did you do that you wish you didn't? Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side, slowly, like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God. And leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off.